This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Many people in the D.C. region are fully vaccinated and most pandemic restrictions are gone. But about a third of people who are eligible for the vaccine have not gotten one and are still vulnerable to the coronavirus. WAMU's Margaret Barthel has been covering health and she joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, Esther.
Let's start with vaccinations. Where does the D.C. region stand in getting people shots?
Right. So the good news first. Lots of people in our region are vaccinated. About 70% of Marylanders, 67% of Virginians, and 67% of district residents 12 and up who are eligible to get the vaccines have gotten at least one dose. You may remember that President Joe Biden set a goal of 70% of Americans being vaccinated by July 4th, and our region is definitely closing in on that. So that's great news. And we're seeing good effects from the increasing vaccination rates. Coronavirus infections are way down to levels we haven't seen since the very start of the pandemic. The positivity rate, which is a measure of how widespread the virus is across our region, is under 3% here.
So that's the good news. What's the bad news?
There are still some pockets of the region where vaccination rates are significantly lower. This is mostly happening in Black and Brown communities where people are dealing with this tangle of access problems and also questions and concerns about the shots themselves. So in DC's Ward 8, which is predominantly Black, for instance, just 25% of residents over the age of 12 have gotten vaccinated, and that's half the rate of the whiter, wealthier parts of the city. I spoke to Mike Leone from the Latin American Youth Center, which serves Latinx and Black youth and their families in D.C. and parts of Maryland.
So it's worrisome, the ripple effect of a young person who's not vaccinated, bringing a virus home to a family that's not vaccinated and how that compounds.
So Leone says this is on his mind a lot as the center tries to figure out how to keep delivering services to families this summer.
So what does all this mean for new coronavirus infections?
So while new coronavirus cases are really low right now, they're also falling almost entirely on communities of color. So in D.C., for example, the Washington Post reported that Black people account for more than 80% of new current cases of the coronavirus in recent weeks. This is all happening against a backdrop of restrictions easing almost entirely. So the district lifted all its capacity limits on indoor spaces last Friday, and Maryland and Virginia had already done so. And this is kind of creating this question that public health experts across the country have about the resurgence of the virus in communities with low vaccination rates.
What are public health officials doing to close the racial gaps in vaccinations and infections?
Right. We've seen a lot of incentives for getting shots, sports tickets, free beer, that kind of thing. But beyond the free stuff, we're also beginning to see a pivot away from these big vaccination sites to getting primary care and other health providers in communities to distribute vaccines. Also, the district is setting up 4 mobile vaccination units in partnership with Mary Center and United Healthcare. And officials also announced new funding for 7 service providers that have already been working in vulnerable communities throughout the pandemic and are kind of these trusted messengers. And those organizations will be tasked with hiring about 150 community outreach workers to help people get vaccinated. The Latin American Youth Center is one of those recipients. Here's Mike Leone again.
So when someone you know that comes out and talks to you about the vaccine, and especially if they've received the vaccine, it's more effective.
So the vaccination effort is really coming down to these kind of individual one-on-one interactions at this point.
That's WAMU's Margaret Barthel giving us an update on the vaccine rollout. Margaret, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Esther.